Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you heard of Roblox? If you haven't, chances are someone you know has. It's one of the fastest growing games in the world with more than 40 million daily users. Once you've made a character in Roblox, you pretty much can do anything. Roblox is so huge and versatile, the developers are starting to think of it as more of an experience than a game. Here to make sense of what all that means is Jay Peters, a reporter at The Verge who recently tried out the app. Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, how's it going?
It's gone well. So to start out, for people like me who have no idea, what even is Roblox?
So Roblox, it's often thought of a game, but it's more of a collection of millions of different experiences. A parallel that I came to understand it as is it's almost an app store within its own self-contained world. Developers make games using Roblox's developer tools, and they all show up and are accessible within the app. And you can pick from any one of the millions and millions of experiences very easily just by kind of browsing through the store. You tap on something and it loads within just a couple seconds. And so you can play so many things in the span of even 10 minutes that's where a lot of the appeal lies, is you can just try all sorts of interesting stuff.
And as far as the games, what kind of games can I play on Roblox?
Almost any genre of game that you can imagine, it's probably there. And so things that I've tried are like, my personal favorite was a theme park game, a lot like Roller Coaster Tycoon, because I was obsessed with those games when I was a kid. Something that's really popular is just very basic obstacle courses where your avatar, like, hops over, you know, jumps or has to balance on a short balance beam. Another really popular genre are role-playing games where all you do is your character is dropped into a town or a forest or a different world, and you as your virtual character just you pretend to be somebody in this world, and you're given tools to like build an amazing house right away or drive a certain car. And so there's just all kinds of different experiences, and it's more a matter of, are you able to find what you're looking for? Because it's probably there.
Okay, so who's Roblox for? I'm assuming not me, but is it for kids?
Kids are the people who play it the most. More than half of all kids in the U.S. play it, according to Roblox. But
wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot of kids. Yeah, it's a lot of people that play it. But anybody can play it. Anybody can jump in. There's certainly a kid-focused or targeted aesthetic. If you just open up the app and scroll through the store, you'll see that there's lots of very colorful graphics. There's this aesthetic of kind of like a Lego block character avatar that you'll see all over the place. And so a lot of it looks like it can be designed for kids. But as long as you find something fun that you want to do, then you can play it no matter what age you are.
Okay, so Roblox allows anyone to develop their own game within the app. But you mentioned that big players like Hasbro are also getting into this. What's drawing these big studios and toy makers to invest their time and money into Roblox?
I think it's two things. I think it's that there is such a huge audience of people playing it, more than 40 million people playing every single day. That's just an enormous number of people to potentially have try your stuff. But also, Roblox's tools let developers make whole virtual worlds within this environment that there's already so many players participating in and visiting and going to that, Hasbro can make a Nerf themed game. And then if somebody doesn't want to play that, they can go and hop over to, I attended the in-world Bloxies, which are like the Oscars of Roblox.
For best new game, the nominees are...
And so that's a whole other, you know, type of experience. And Roblox just offers such easy access to so many different things that I think that's why bigger brands or organizations want to jump in and have some kind of experience on the platform.
Okay, so that's where the kids are, and you can make money through it, and it's the next big thing.
Yeah.
In your article, you mentioned that the app gained a lot of new users during the pandemic. I'm pretty sure I understand why that is, but why don't you fill me in?
I think when so many people had to stay at home because of COVID-19, Roblox was just a great place for people to hang out and connect during the pandemic. It has a great social system, so you can team up with your friends and go visit all sorts of different experiences. And with how easy it is to jump into any number of things very quickly, like you can imagine just spending a lot of time hanging out in Roblox with your friends. And with how much new stuff shows up on the platform and how often things are updated, you could almost never run out of stuff to do.
You mentioned a sort of a awards thing before. Mm-hmm. What other virtual gatherings are there or maybe something that you've attended?
Sure. So I have attended a number of different events on Roblox. There was a huge Lil Nas X concert where they had a whole choreographed, I don't know, it was maybe 10, 15 minute routine.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to.
And he was blown up to many times the size of any of the Roblox characters and performed a number of his songs, which was really cool. I believe Gucci did a virtual fashion house for it was a couple weeks a little while ago. And they also had a concert within the awards ceremony where Royal Blood actually, I think they debuted a new song during the show. So that was cool to be able to experience that.
Thank you for having us here at the Bloxies. We wanted to do something very special for you all now and play a brand new song.
But then there's also a space designed to host birthday parties or celebrate a graduation. There was all sorts of really fun ways you could customize this area to be exactly what you needed for a party-like atmosphere.
So other platforms like Fortnite have also offered these virtual events. This is a growing trend in gaming, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as more of these games are trying to create these kind of shared virtual spaces, a really great way to celebrate the community and have the community be a part is with these big, big events. Of course, they also have the attraction of being a one-time or limited-time moment, and so that means more players are going to show up to see Royal Blood performed for the Bloxies, Travis Scott performed in Fortnite, and I suspect we're going to be seeing a lot more of them as more games build these virtual communities like this.
Let's get a little philosophical. How do you think games or experiences or whatever, like Roblox and Fortnite and Minecraft, are changing the way we interact with other people online and occupy virtual spaces?
I think these are continuations of trends that have started since people started hanging out online in the first place. It's just kind of a new place to be able to do it. And I think for these metaverse-y type places like Roblox and Fortnite, what I think is really interesting about them is in many ways, and in many ways, the game aspect is being removed. And so it's more of a shared virtual world just to hang out in and not feel the pressure of I have to win or get the highest score or I have to beat my friends. You can just go online for 30 minutes, an hour, 5 minutes maybe, hang out with your friends, catch up with them while also doing some sort of shared virtual experience. My wife and I play Fortnite almost every night together, and it's actually a really fun way for us to just bond and hang out. And I think there's a lot of other people who use these shared virtual spaces for similar things.
Thanks so much for being here, Jay.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to Recode Daily. My name's Ronnie Mola. This episode was produced by Alan Rodriguez-Espinoza and engineered by Paul Munsey. Let us know what you want to learn more about. Email us at recodedaily@recode.net.